Stop meeting that.
Yeah, okay. But I need the board members to resume their seats, please, so that we can resume the meeting. Thank you.
Oh, there you are.
Just point of order, do we need a quorum at this point?
Only if somebody calls for a quorum. Okay, there are 2 hours remaining on the agenda. Now, there are 2 hours remaining on the agenda that was proposed, and it's already past 3:30. I'd like to entertain a motion for a time certain to end the meeting.
I'm 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Second. Well, that's what it was.
Okay, that's fine. The motion made and seconded on a time certain to end the meeting at 4 o'clock.
I seconded.
Yes, it was made and seconded. Any comments?
I propose that actually, or making a friendly amendment to end it at 5 o'clock because.
That's not a friendly amendment.
Well, then I would object to the 4 o'clock because that gives us like 20 minutes and half of the people in the room are not even here.
We ain't coming back either.
I know, but I think we should still be able to move forward and finish the agenda.
Okay, so that's not a friendly amendment, but it is a substitute motion.
I don't accept it.
I said it's not a friendly amendment, but it is a substitute motion if somebody wants to second it.
I'll second it.
Second it, though. So the motion on the floor is a substitute motion. Okay, to fill in the body of people who are not paying attention.
We're here.
There was a first motion made to end at a time certain at 4 o'clock. There is now a substitute motion for 5 o'clock that's made in the second one. So...
What's up?
I'm saying that the motion in front of us at the moment is a substitute motion of it ending at 5 o'clock time, sir. So comments on that?
Suggest a compromise at 4:30?
The art of compromise. I will second that substitute.
A friendly amendment. The maker of the substitute motion accepts that the friendly amendment time. So the motion on the floor at the moment is time certain at 4:30. Comments on that quickly.
Yeah, if we would have the privilege of having to see our agenda, then we would know why in the hell we're here. You know,
if I have the agenda, I can read it to you.
I found it as well. So,
Okay, what we have on the agenda is scheduling of future meetings, follow up on action items and their implementation, populating the LSP committees. Treasurer's report, public comments, general manager's response, general manager's report, public comments, and general manager's response to public comments. PMB director's report on board questions, which people expressed during the election, was very important. PG search committee, elections committee reports, personnel committee, program and oversight committee, finance committee, outreach committee, governance committee. We were told that there's a very important agenda item that needs to be addressed by the body as a whole, earlier by the chair of the governance committee, new business and public comment. So that's about a 2 hour agenda. We have a motion on the floor to have a time starting at 4:30. Comments on that?
Well, actually, I guess back to the 4:30, it's really to the agenda as the person to whom all of the in-person P&D meeting planning has devolved to, myself. Yes. I really need to have a few moments to request some support and help from my colleagues in forming a transportation committee to pick people up. I need 5 minutes on there.
Point of information that's first on the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I didn't hear that when you were reading it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, where is the general manager's report and his reply to requests from the board on the agenda?
About a half hour in at this point.
Okay, I would ask them to give priority to the general manager's report when this board directs or kindly requests the general manager to get back to us. I think it's important.
A little louder.
If people are to request it, if he has to
use
the mic. Use the mic, that's what they're for.
It's important if we ask at that level that we have a dialogue at that level with some certainty.
I second that.
Okay, before we approve the agenda, with the question of the time, I'm going to ask, are there any objections to a time certain of 4:30?
No.
if we mean 4:30 and not extend by 60 minutes.
The time starts at 4:30. Okay, no objection.
I do know. I had my hand up, by the way.
Actual.
I just think, don't think it's practical. I think that we have important stuff on the agenda, and you guys should either decide you're going to do the work of the board or just admit that you're not going to. I don't think that the short amount of time you've allocated is sufficient. And so you really should be responsible, I think.
All right, so I'm calling the question on the motion to have a time start.
Mr. Chair, could I amend my friendly amendment to the amendment's amendment? And that is, it is 4:30, and we will, if a majority can be obtained for John's desire to extend, we will entertain that at 4:30.
No.
Personally, I'm not inclined to vote for it.
No.
So then it's not time certain?
It's not time certain.
Can't hear you.
Time certain is time certain.
Time certain is time certain.
But I will amend to have time not entirely certain.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting off further discussion.
Yes.
There's a motion on the floor for time certain of 4:30. All in favor, signify by raising your hand.
What was that?
4:30. All in favor of 4:30, time certain, signify by raising your hand. All opposed. Okay. Time starting at 4:30. We're looking at the question of the agenda. So I'm told that the first item of the agenda is the PNB in-person meeting.
Wait, I'm going to amend
the agenda. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm just informing people that I've been informing people early. So I'm entertaining motions to amend the agenda. I see one from Mr. Wanger, one from Mr. Kaufman, and one from Mr.
Chair.
I move to move up the portion of the Governance Committee report that has to do with the asking the General Manager to investigate a potential conflict of interest. So I'd like to move that up before he reports so that he can at least talk to us a little bit about it.
I'll second it.
Okay, any objections?
No. Yeah, I did. The motion mentions Alan Minsky, and I believe Alan Minsky should be present when he's being discussed regarding this motion.
Not being discussed?
Well, he's mentioned in the motion, so I object to his being discussed without him being here.
He's not being discussed?
Not only that, I believe that there are other... that this is a management issue of disclosure of these kinds of things, and it needs to be dealt with on a program-wide. I believe the FRAC should pass something for management to handle in terms of disclosures and possible plug-and-play.
Are you speaking to not keeping it on the agenda at all,
right,
or are you objecting to moving it up?
Both. I don't want to move it up, and I don't think it should be on the agenda anyway. But I would like to move up populating the LSB committee.
One at a time. So, very quickly on this question, moving up the agenda item. Any further questions?
Yeah, the agenda item that was just mentioned that we're discussing requires no action be taken presently by the LSB. It just asks the general manager to investigate it. Nobody has to be present. They're not going to be discussed. It just needs to ask him to investigate and report back, period.
Okay, further comment on the motion to amend the agenda.
I would like to support, you know, the issue of how the financial report,
Okay, separate question. Any further comment on the first motion to change the agenda? Mr. Reyes and then Ms. Reed.
I'd like to speak in favor of the motion. I believe, you know, I just like to echo Ms. Eisenberg's suggestion is that it's not an action item. Well, it is an action item, but we're not going to discuss it here.
I have no problem with moving the agenda item up. I do think that it may touch on delicate or sensitive issues that may impact more than one program, and that we just need to be careful when we get to it, and if it starts to diverge into employees or anything of a confidential nature, that we halt it at that point and move it into executive session for the next meeting. That's my only point. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Mr. Wanger to state where he wants to put it on the agenda.
Oh, well, was it
before the general manager, is that right? Before the general manager report?
Yeah, and any time before the general manager report.
Okay. Everybody stand the motion on favor? Signify by raising your hand. in favor of the motion to move that agenda item up before the manager's report, whatever the manager's report is. Opposed? Okay, carried.
Wait, we didn't really count first. Did we count yes or no?
Wait, well,
you
can have a majority hand vote.
Yes. There was a motion to move up that one agenda item.
Yes, quote, means prior, moving it up, right?
Yes means moving it up prior to the manager's report, whatever the manager's report ends up being, because it's in the motion to move the manager's report. Again, all in favor of moving that up before the manager's report, signify by raising your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That means yeses go down to 6 and the noes go to what?
7, I think. I think it's 7.
It was 7 and 7.
So what?
Michael, no,
Chair votes. No, if he changes his vote from yes to no, that makes it 6 to 8. It's no. I can't do anything about it. We're not moving that item up. Ms. Kaufman.
We really need to populate the committees today, which all that requires is sending around a piece of paper with the. Okay.
Yes, it's right up there. It's already right up there on the agenda.
Okay. Well, all we need to do is just start passing it around.
Pass around a
with a little explanation, sign up for the committees of your choice for the next year.
Okay.
They all start over.
And we can't accept. We can take public, we can accept public sign-ups today.
No, I beg to differ. The chair will say that the list will be passed through to the public as well as the sign-up for the committee.
Excuse me, point of information. Are we speaking of LSB committees or PNC?
Yes, LSB committees. Populating LSB.
Thank you. I haven't heard which committee.
So. LSB, this is just LSB members who volunteer for LSB committee, and we're inviting the public to interested to sign up as well.
Other point of information, this is normally also the point at which we would ask LSB members to sign up for PNB committee.
No, that's not the right way.
Okay, thank you.
We're still looking at questions of the agenda. Earlier, Mr. Klunder indicated he wanted to move up the general manager's report as early as possible on the agenda. Is there any objection to that? Seeing none, that
what was the one?
We're moving up the general manager's report as early as possible. Any other motions to change the agenda? Seeing none, we will go right into the general manager's report.
And then the PNC.
Yes.
We moved up right up to the top, and here it is. Does
anybody
have a copy of the GM's report?
No. I haven't online yet.
We have. The report itself is pretty self-explanatory. Just a couple of things I want to highlight from it, and I want to add to it. I just wanted to add to the chat to the report.
Come on.
I thought it worth relating this in person. Rather than putting out the report, because it's changing. I'm sorry Ali's not here, because he'd be able to give us a very up-to-date figure. But our music director has a good relationship with a local famous person, John Densmore, the drummer and one of the founding members of The Doors, and Maggie was able to procure, in terms of the relationship, John Densmore gave the station a one-off donation of $10,000 towards the end of last year. And what we did with that was we actually set up a matching donation program via the website and promoted that. And at this stage, the matches towards the $10,000 he has contributed are up around just under $9,000 last time I looked. And that's open until cut-off date for taxes, sort of towards the 29th of this month. So I just wanted to recognize that and just say that Maggie was pretty much largely responsible for that happening. The only other things I wanted to draw attention to on the report are the fact that the next report to the listener on air will be on Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. There was some talk last time we did this about moving them around the day, because so far the ones I've done have all been at 7 o'clock in the evening. So we've got this one in a completely different part of the day. Through discussion and in response to something that came up at the last board meeting, I've had meetings with some members of the public and with board member Mr. Argenta about putting together a system so that we can recognize and promote and announce ICE activity in the community and around the surrounding areas, and I think we're very close to making that happen. It will be working via a text message situation that will enable us to have the information and also hopefully disseminate it further both on the air and via text message to any list that we can populate in that respect, and I wanted to make that that clear. The only other thing I wanted to draw attention to on the report is the question that was asked of me at the last report to find out some details on FCC regulations that were based on some of the suggestions that were made at the last meeting. I think by Mr. Eisenberg, who's not here, so I won't go into detail, but I've put here the advice that's come back to us from our legal counsel on FCC regulations around payroll. And if there are any questions, I can take those back to counsel, but for me it looks relatively straightforward. There are the questions of disclosure, which I think are the things we need to address with respect to that. If there are any questions based on the report, I'm happy to take those.
Thank you. I think our that's great news about ICE. I think our specific request was come back to us, please, if the station is going to do it. Tell us with some specificity when and how, and if not, tell us why not. I think the answer is yes, we're going to do it. We haven't had a great deal of specificity, and any that you can provide would be useful about when and how.
It's my hope that we will have a system in place before the end of this month, and we will be doing it hopefully sooner than that. But that my expectation is to have it done within the next couple of weeks.
Okay. I wonder, though, whether there isn't a question of one could imagine, depending on how you define a reliable report of ICE activities, we may get one less frequently, depending on that definition. So I just personally, other members may have other questions. That is my question. Not so much how you're going to do it, but to the extent that it has bearing on how frequently alleged ICE activity is going to be reported, I think it's important if you could share as much as you can.
Okay, Fred, the alleged, the word alleged is a good one to use there, because as you were aware, that was one of my main concerns going into this. Rodrigo and I have had a discussion about the networks that he has access to in terms of giving us the information. We are able to say that the reports are unconfirmed, and we will be doing that. But we will be making any announcements based on the information that comes to us via the network we are able to create.
Any idea of how many announcements there might be, given what you know about reports heretofore and what Rodrigo has said?
Rodrigo may be able to answer that better than I can.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lydia,
did you have your hand up?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I think Mark.
Yes.
Sorry, Lydia, then Rodrigo, Bonnie, Kim, and Lauren.
Oh, sorry.
And then you got Ken now.
Ken.
As I said previously, that used to be my concern. It is no longer my concern, as long as one of the things that might help is if we take back like our airwaves in terms of news. I used to really appreciate when we used to have headline news.
Yes.
But certainly it helped that the programmers are aware of the fact that in their program we might interrupt not just with the ICE raids, but have, if you have a regular program, again, unconfirmed report, we have just gotten this report, and then you don't have to go through such great lengths necessarily to confirm. That will evolve on itself, but that shouldn't like stop us,
right.
But I would like to see us have breaking news.
Right.
I would like to see us just occupy just something in the middle of the day that you break in with breaking news, or if Assange, you know, something happens in his case, whatever it is, and not necessarily wait till it's 6 o'clock anywhere. And I think that will help those of us that are less interested in, let's say, the spirituality program. But I might leave the station on if I know someone's going to break in with a breaking news story. And again, the mainstream media does unconfirmed reports all the time. So, I don't think that we're in danger of anything. I think we should move forward. But thank you. The text message thing sounds excellent to me. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time and also meeting with us. You know, was really good and part of the professionalism. You know, that No, we expect it. One thing is that if we forgot to talk was, you know, the issue of creating promos, like bilingual promos, that will be there, of course, during the day. They just, that the people would know now that the system is available for them when they happen to see a checkpoint, ice race, and that was
Bilingual.
Yeah. And then, I was one thing, and I think we're going to be meeting also to kind of develop, you know, as we talk, so we can work, you know, the details, you know, all together.
Yeah, so that's my understanding. Yeah.
That would be. And just one thing, you know, that is probably would help to also to, I mean, to this board is to have, you know, the announcements of the local station board meetings on Spanish, because there is no announcement for the people to speak Spanish, you know, about this meeting. And another thing that caught my attention is that there's no mention of the, you know, the development of the bilingual Spanish language programming on this report. And just to let you know, we've been working out an email, so and hoping to do the open call. So we got some submissions and everything, so probably there will be a good time, you know, that we can meet and talk about those, you know, submissions that are being done by some people, Chicanos, you know, Latino Americanos too. Okay. And last thing is that, you know, someone from the public came and gave me his word. He said that to ask why Ian Master was giving her okay to him.
There is time for questions from the general public and the general manager as well.
Okay,
please try to keep your comments and questions shorter, because we have a limited amount of time for this item.
15.
Thank you. Okay, I guess the two main things I would like to comment on this report are, I appreciate that you got counsel from our SEC attorney, and I did want to know, since there is more than one program that might be an issue here in terms of people are employed by organizations whose shows are on our airwaves every week, will you be developing some sort of protocol in line with SEC counsel in terms of an anti-payroll statement, which does inquire into people's...
As I understand it, there is already one in place. And I found the most recent incarnation of that, which was 2009, just this week.
Okay.
And there is a form that programs are required to sign along those lines.
And you'll be implementing some sort of...
It hasn't ever been unimplemented. I'll just have to make sure it's known about.
Known about and currently executed. Okay. Thank you. And then the other question is back in... I'm very glad to hear we're moving forward on the ICE raids announcement. Will we be also doing the DUI type of checkpoint announcements as well at implementation?
That wasn't the initial question, so I don't immediately have an answer.
Okay. Well, I brought it up at several board meetings, and also I believe many, many, many undocumented people lose their vehicles on a weekly basis in Los Angeles County to checkpoints, which happen on a frequent basis and aren't easy to ascertain in advance. So I would hope that we will implement that.
I can see that being implemented as part of it, yeah.
Thank you. And I would be happy to work with Rodrigo, with management, to help facilitate good communication on this so that we get a good program going. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Summer dealt with the... partly with the disclosure issue, but I have some more comments that maybe we can do, like, not here. On the air conditioning issue, can you also look into solar air conditioning? I believe this exists. I believe it works. And I believe, that we should find out about this. So, before any decisions are made about air conditioning, so we want to kind of get an idea of what's going on. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a large expense. So.
The air conditioning issues can't really wait right now. But no, I think that's what we're looking at.
According to your report, Master Control was painted. It was also painted in December, according to the December report.
Same painting.
He painted it twice?
Yes, two coats.
Yeah, this time he gave it a smarter appearance. as opposed to the one in December, which presumably was not that smart. And also we...
I looked at it with the lights on the second time.
Right. We bought this 3 Zoom digital recorders. We also bought them in November.
No, just reporting back what we've done in the last little area. For those who missed it, because the last time I came here, people hadn't read the report. So I thought it probably wasn't a bad idea to put a couple of those little highlights back in it.
Well, for those who do, it's a little confusing thinking we're, pardon me?
We'll take a vote on
that. How do you use them to monitor the Malibu booster in the future and all of our boosters?
All of them, yeah.
Okay. I did happen to drive by the Ford yesterday. I did not see KPFK sign there. So,
it's electronic.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if I'm driving by, I should be able to see KPFK name somewhere. No.
Okay. No, it's electronic. But that sign changes.
Okay. I drove by it. I didn't see KPFK.
Congratulations.
I mean, what? Right. What, I don't know what that means.
I mean, if you drive past at a different time, you might well see it. And by the way, we are back, relatively back on the air, because this is not official yet, but our new transmitter is broadcasting right now.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, and the new receiver in the Malibu booster, we've got that place covered like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Lauren. Yeah, Bernard, I want to call your attention and engage you perhaps in the solo project. Last month, in haste, there was a motion that was motivated by one of your staff members to essentially, well, kill the solo project and kick the can down the road up to the PMB. So I'm just wondering what kind of pushback are you getting from staff, if you could discuss that, in regards to the solar project? And go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, I know there is some staff opposition to it. The National Finance Committee has already had a hearing to discuss that, the motion that was, as you so eloquently put it, kicked down the road to them.
Okay, I'm just wondering, what's your sense about the right something being kicked down the road without the fact that we are lacking in relationship with the station. I think this would have been one of the opportunities for us to actually act like a board that works with the station as a result of it. I haven't heard anything from the National Finance Committee. I don't know, maybe I'm not privy to some of the issues that are there, and that was one of my concerns when we were talking about the position of treasurer, was that, you know, there's some lack of transparency when it comes to that. Thank you.
Can I take that for
now? I don't know.
Lawrence, we did vote to take it to the NFC. The NFC, Zuberi and Bernard were on the call last week. We spent a lot of time discussing this, and we're writing our recommendations, and we will have them a week from this Tuesday.
Okay.
So.
Would you be sending it out to the board?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Michael, you asked me
this.
Let me ask Ken, John from Sean Brava. I'm not very time off the third bank.
Yeah, hear you.
Short. Well, the chair needs to say that to me. Okay, I'm the chair now. Okay, Mr. Novak, your question, and just so everybody knows, we're almost out of our allotted time. Please keep everything short. We've got Michael, who'd like to be heard, Ken, John from Sean Brava.
Yeah, so I did send in, I think you might have been out of town, but I sent you and IPD a list of the checkpoints that have been issued regionally.
Michael, can you stick louder? Put your face.
I sent in to the IPD and the GM last couple of months list of the checkpoints that are distributed widely. And I would urge that information be added along with the I-train. I mentioned briefly that the self-assessment questionnaires are distributed, are being reviewed, and so I am looking forward to that. And then I'm wondering about the, you've mentioned some programming changes, but not much about the programming evaluation that also is underway. Could you say a little bit more about that?
The deadline for the program evaluation was yesterday. So they're still trickling in, but that's where we're at with that. And I think I will await them all arriving before we assess them.
Okay, so I would just say in relation to that, that I think it would be important to make the programming evaluation process available to the general listening public as well.
That is the
please.
Okay,
thank you.
What's the
job?
Okay.
Okay. Real fast, I recommend in addition to the thing about disclosing sponsorship or association membership that you implement a statement of non-association with the views expressed on certain programs where there's a lot of opinion and you say these are not necessarily the opinions of Pacific or KPSK. And what's going to happen with the old equipment that you're replacing, and two other things, which is I'm sure you're going to be doing it, so I don't want to hassle you about it, but with the program changes there should be adequate announcements to the regular listeners. And the last thing was the PNB approved a survey of all the programmings and how they're funded and which are paid and all of that. It's called a program survey. It was forwarded to you and I sent the matrix on it, and I just want to encourage you to try to implement that so we know what kind of programming we're actually doing, you know, to give a detailed analysis more than the program schedule.
I'm not sure what that is, Ken. Can you resend that?
Sure, I'll resend it.
Yeah. And I'm not entirely sure what equipment you're talking about either in terms of replacement, what we'll do with the
old. Oh, it's the microphones, the old equipment. Yeah, yeah. Are you selling it, giving it away?
Well, generally we wait until things have fallen apart before we replace it.
How bad?
Well, it's nearly.
Yeah. So it's a problem with parts and sorts of things, so they don't generally have any value.
No matter.
So we would donate them probably to a non-profit if we'd use them.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we ran out of more time, but we had two people left in the stack, so if you can make some comments or questions quickly, Brenda and Jeff Kirchner.
Okay, two quick comments. One is on the following month's manager's report. Could we have any new proposals to do community premium for the following fund drive? And then if you can do a response as to how you felt listeners received it. The second thing was, to my understanding, I don't know if LSB members are supposed to attend a CAB meeting, but there was a mention here that Margie attended, so that's why I'm concerned to ensure that we
can attend.
You can
attend.
Actually asked by management they want to come on. I tried not to enter into discussions. I don't plan on being at any future ones. I think they did a fantastic job, the members that were there, and I think it was a good group, and I wish them well. So that's it.
Michael. A quick comment. I mean, Margie did not attend as vice chair. She attended as Margie, and probably not worth noting in the future. So it's one way to handle it.
I'll respond again to that. I was unaware. I was asked to go to have space to the board. I don't think I had any problems there. Everybody was very gracious to me.
No, it was his identification.
And
but you were asked by management, you see.
Excuse me, Bella. Let me just explain it again. I won't be at any future ones, Bella. You don't need to worry about me, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, I was thinking about the importance of having news, because just the hourly news broadcast would be very helpful. Margaret Prescott does a very short news broadcast, and it's done by Alpha Mary or something like that.
Yeah,
and it seems to me that we should be able to do that. We have two people on staff who could produce something. The evening news at 6:30 could easily be cut between Al Jazeera News and free speech radio news, but it would add a lot to our station if we were to take whatever budget we had and put it into these hourly news broadcasts. And then it could continue through Spanish radio, which I think would be really important.
Amen.
So we're taking listener, public comment, and the general manager.
Hold on.
7.5 minutes.
Okay, the next CAB Community Advisory Board will be meeting on January 22nd. It will be at 1 o'clock. Management continues to interfere with the will of the body because Jennifer is a strong person that continues to dictate. And once again, some of us in the working group have been proposing Maywood to be the next site. And I purposely sent an email this morning in resistance to what Jennifer is proposing, that we may change our venue or that we may change the date. I want us to stay there, and I send that information to the various people in the working group. I hope that the station takes more effort to clearly reflect that this must be an individual, independent body from the station with advisory back and forth, and that is promoted properly and adequately, even though we don't have that lot of time. I want to say that the Peace and Freedom Party always has a slate of candidates, and that Proposition 14, two voting ballots ago, KPFK refused to cover the ramifications that would do to third parties. And Margaret Prescott was heard last month saying that we should not be looking at third parties. How dare she? How dare these people? And how much money are we spending on these trip programs? And let's get the masters out of there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a productive response from Mr. Duncan with regard to the Maywood situation. And it's very, you know, makes us feel that we're going somewhere. However, you know, I don't know, Jennifer, I've heard different things about her, but she wants to have her finger on into everything. She's supposedly community liaison something now. Before, I think she was development, and a lot of people were complaining about that. The money came in during her tenure at that. But we would like to have Jennifer told not to be interfering with the CAB because it can jeopardize the funding of $1.6 million. Because in the past, we had somebody who was running the CAB and no reports were done. And the thing is, we want to be clear and clean so that we do not have any more problems with that situation, so that the money will not be jeopardized.
Thank you.
And we need funding for it.
Hello. I just wanted to address the issue of news. We need an expanded news program. Everyone agrees, but it's not going to happen unless some of the deadwood at the station gets fired, some of the money that would be saved used to hire a competent news person. One of the reasons that the news is so poor, some of the people working in it don't do their jobs. The reason that we end up being at ports at 5 in the morning is because we were there to be cared, and the person running news wasn't. And that's why my daughter did a report, but she was there. The news guy couldn't get up that early. Same thing with the Messerly trial. Somehow we got into the courtroom, and the news people weren't skilled enough to get into the courtroom. So whatever the causes of the problem are, we need to hire an additional person and expand programming that way.
For now,
Thank
we'll
you.
Ask
this is there. Thank you, Mr. Donkey. The report to the listener is really a good tool to connect with the community. It's great, you know, program to do it. But why all the time is in the afternoon? A lot of people in the morning, they don't listen to your report. They are complaining. We are working at that time. Why not? We could listen and call back. One thing. The other thing, during the fund drive, there is a man sitting here, Larry Taylor. He's all the time in that room answering the phone. We should appreciate the free job that they do. At the same time, why we are paying some administrator during the fund drive, which these people could do the job. We pay a lot of money to them. And another thing, I appreciate if we have the financial report on every program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rachel.
And thank you for the eyes coverage. Thank you very much,
yes.
Bernard.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
A couple of things. This is anthropical, ignorant, but I'm wondering, having been here now some half a year, 6 months more or less, do you care to make any comments on how we might improve our functioning? I mean that quite seriously, and the last year's appreciated, nevertheless. That's okay. I've been around, I know what it means. But do you have any comments you might want to make how the board might function better in relation to management and the staff? It would be good to even if it's one or two comments. If not, I'll respect that till later in the season. On the CAB, I have a different view from previous speakers. Con?
Yeah.
Then I won't be able to say.
You'd be laughing. We're not giving enough time.
Just ask you in your deliberations and thoughts to remember that the people that actually do have to volunteer and make sacrifices on behalf of the overall good for the radio station, they incur a lot of expenses. I know, because I've seen it. Hey, I'd rather give my friend Summer 20, 50, 100 bucks so she got enough gas to make it back home from trying to take care of, you know, some Grinches that probably wouldn't even give her no gas money. I'm sorry. You know, but that's honestly the way I feel about it. That somebody can make that much of a sacrifice and just be overlooked, uncompensated, nothing. Reaching your pocket to finance it all.
1 minute left total.
Yes, hey, it's good if you live right up in this neighborhood. Cool.
Yeah.
Even though I'm part of the, or I mean, I'm not part of the 1%, 99, but I'm only going to complain or talk about 1% of the things I have to talk about because I know there's no time. I want to know, is KPFT part of the mass media? You know, there's so much wasted time. I call in, I complain, I talk to people and give them ideas on this and that, and no one listens to, I'm not saying I'm a minority, because I'm a human, you know? But no one seems to pay any attention. Who can I talk to here some other time to talk about the other?
Microphone.
Who?
Use your microphone.
Speak
into the mic.
Who can I talk to? Someone, please arrange some kind of appointment, someone I can talk to, because my minute is up, right?
Not yet.
Well,
what about Ian Masters?
Oh, Ian Masters is one thing that
we are
he's
a...
The CIA insider. May we hear the last response back, please?
All right. Very quickly.
I could say a lot, but I just want to say, first I'm going to start with Ian Masters. Let's get him back to his Sunday program and have free time for other people. Second.
1 hour, no more.
Margaret Prescott is, you know, she's been a bona fide, unfortunately. I used to know her for years.
Me too.
She has one area where she actually does good is on climate justice. She's the only program that talks about red and has the climate justice people on. It's discombobulating and confusing when she supports Obama, who supports red and all these things that don't work, and it's basically capitalism, and then the other hand has some good people on the Indigenous Environmental Network and people, you know.
Dr. Gerald Horn.
Yeah, and Gerald Horn. You know, so it's confusing. We need more room for other new programmers to come in. And have so much, not so much of one programmer taking up all the space, particularly Ian Masters.
Okay, thank you.
No script programming.
Thank you, Andrew.
No Royal Hollywood.
That's another
issue. I'm sorry, well, we're out of time. Oh, yes, that's not the
no, okay. Let's go after that.
Did you get over that?
Oh, may I make an announcement?
Thank you to everybody who made a comment or anything. Bella, I'm not sure how to respond to what you talked about with respect to the cab, but if you think you can run it on your own and you want to, it kind of needs some coordination from the way I see it. And if you think as a group you can do it without the help of anyone from the station, then I'm happy to entertain that idea.
No, yes. I never said that. I've never said that.
Okay, well, I'll move on.
You are misreading that.
Mishearing.
Just keep to what I said.
Augustine clearly heard it too, but that's okay. To both Augustine and Geneva, I'm not going to ever comment on personnel matters here. Never. It's not the time or the place to do that. Rather, I'm interested in, you want to know why the report to the listeners always in the afternoon, when just 5 minutes ago I said we're finally having one in the afternoon, because we never have it in the afternoon. We are on Tuesday having it in the afternoon after clearly having it at 7 o'clock at night for someone. And Israel, really entertaining question, I appreciated it. 6 months, it took me 6 years before I'm prepared to make any comments, I think, about how this place functions. And no, we're not part of the mass media. Thank you for the comment.
With EM Masters, we are.
Yes.
Announcements, Michael?
Okay, so we're at 422.
BNB coordination?
Yeah, we have to have the BNB.
Thank you. I really need volunteers for transportation. I have spoken with Lawrence, and he has graciously agreed to be our transportation committee coordinator. What this means is that there will be approximately 22 board members, four national staff, somewhere between 25 and 28 people flying into, so far, all LAX, mostly on Thursday, the 26th. Most are flying back on Monday, the 30th. I need people to pick people up at different times of day. That's how it's done at every station, basically, as there are various volunteers that agree to run cars down back and forth to the airport. So if you are willing and able to volunteer on either or both of those days for one or more pickups, please sign up with Lawrence Reyes, our transportation coordinator, so that we have a sufficiency of people to run everyone back and forth to the airport. That's the most important thing of a working nature, is I really need some people to volunteer for this. I can't do that. And I will be recording a card for the announcement at the beginning of the week, and it will be playing on the air with all the information. It will be posted on the website, including at what time public comment will occur during the PNB meeting as well. Thank you.
Summer. Thank you. Thank
you. Okay, the meeting will be January 27th, 28th. No, sorry. I'm not looking at any calendar. 28th, 29th, and 30th. Thank you. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the first half of Monday at the Hotel Angelino off of the 405 freeway at Sunset. It's the round building. And we will have public comment will be scheduled on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. I just didn't figure out exactly what time to accommodate the most people from the public coming on those days. And we'll have to see where our executive sessions fall for Friday and Monday in terms of other portions of public. And the station management and the Pacifica Radio Archives will also be scheduled on the Saturday of the meeting so that the most people can hear them as well.
Could you give the location?
Yes. I don't have the address in front of me. It's the Hotel Angelino. It is the round building off of the 405 freeway right at Sunset Boulevard. And I will be recording a card that has the specific address. It's the Sunset Boulevard exit off of 405 if you are headed north. And the Moraga Avenue. It's 170 North Church Lane.
It's on the PNB website.
It's on the PNB website, well, kpftx.org. It will be on the KPFK website this coming week. It's the Moraga exit if you're coming south from the valley, and we will also post the bus route with the information on the KPFK website. There's a bus stop across the street from the hotel.
And the day everybody arrives,
Summer? Is Thursday, the 26th. Virtually everyone will arrive that day. I have a couple people coming in the day before. We can handle that separately. And almost everybody's leaving on Monday, the 30th, at various times. And people come in at different times during the day. That's why it takes coordination of several different volunteers.
Thank you.
Good,
Lydia.
And Summer, I'm sorry, it'll be on the community calendar for a week with the address as well. And I forgot to mention there's going to be a reception at the radio station on the Friday evening of the PNB meeting, to which you're all invited, all LSD members, members of the public, phone room volunteers, staffers, programmers, anybody who wants to come and meet their PNB directors from other signal areas. It's a really nice time to get to know everybody and also to talk about your issues of local concern besides the public comment period. It gets you a time to mingle and chat with people about things that, you know, that you're interested in. So that'll be Friday evening, the 27th, from 7 to approximately 10 p.m., 10 or 11, so at the radio station. So please, everyone come to that as well.
Summer, can you update us as you get rides? So that we know where the gaps are, and then maybe some, you know, by email, if you could just keep the LSD in the loop, and then we can.
Yeah, Yes, I'll work closely with Lawrence, and we have an itinerary coming down from Chris Nair at the national office. I've been copied on all of it from the travel agent, but she's putting into a pickup list for me and a drop-off list, so we'll coordinate, and if there are gaps, we'll let the board know.
Okay, and then,
thank you.
And then to follow up on the reception, we will be having a special guest, 99% confirmed, and if anybody wants to know who that is, off mic, I'll let you know. But then the we also were able to secure from Cinema Libre, and some of you will remember that Len Eisenberg had recommended the film La Cosecha, The Harvest. And so we were able to get it from Cinema Libre, including with 2 to 3 special guests for that. And I'll share that with you as well. Yeah, time to be determined. It'll either be Saturday night or Sunday night, and it will be somewhere not too far from the hotel. And so depending on the space that we get, you know, many people will be available. We'll keep you in the loop.
Sure.
Thank you.
We've contacted
the server while we're right now. We have 2 minutes until 9:30. Do you have your hand up? Is there a question?
Just very, not related to this, but related to the clinic, the legal clinic at La Placita, if anyone's interested.
I might have to make that announcement. We have a little bit of business we have to conclude. The proposed date for the next meeting of the LSP was Wednesday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Are there any objections to that?
Is it possible to start a little bit later because it's like right in the midst of traffic and like trying to get anywhere like on the west side is...
Michael, what time of day is it? Where? What day of the week is that?
Wednesday, February 15th at 7 p.m. is the next scheduled meeting.
And where?
No, we don't have a location yet. All I'm saying is, are there objections?
Would you come to the east side once in a while?
I would love to come to the east side. My proposal is that we will alternate the meetings over the course of the next year from the east, the north, the south, and the west.
And Anaheim.
And Orange County, yes.
Oh my God.
Objections for Wednesday the 15th.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to ask Lawrence if he got that lovely location of Virgil. That was great.
They moved to Wilshire, but I could try to get it. That was good. For when, Marjorie?
Whatever.
I'm telling the people.
I have classes on Wednesdays now where I didn't before, so that's the day I can't make it. I can make it on Monday. I don't know what that does to people's schedule. I'm just throwing that out.
Tim.
Well, I'm going to change the subject about the LSB committee. Whoever was the chair, take your list, and you will be the convener for the next meeting. And I'd like to announce a finance committee for February 7th. February 6th, because that is I've been having it on the first of the Monday. So
February 6th, you say?
Yeah.
The governors would like to talk to you about that because we should meet them.
I just announced it, John. We can talk about it later. I just announced it for February 6th.
Yeah, I am going to announce mine for February 6th as well because we need to be.
Right. Point of order. Can we pick the LSB meeting date and then discuss the committee? Thank you.
John, are you objecting to the 15th?
I was just indicating that I couldn't make it. That's all I said.
Okay. Are we content with meeting on the 15th? I'm saying we'll meet John for that meeting and we can be rescheduled at a later date for the rest. Okay.
Yes, the governance committee is dealing with the schedule. John Gary was wonderful in giving us a list for the whole year, as well as the list of venues that we've had since 2010, so that we'll have something more concrete for you next time in our next meeting was previously noticed and announced for February.
All right, so we've reached that time certain of 4:30, and meeting stands adjourned.
Just to say that La Placita, the clinic is meeting tomorrow at Olvera Street. You're dressed in health and safety. Legal. Yeah.